Okay, we are learning Masechtas Brachos. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to about two-thirds down, I should say, by the words Ani Ha'isha, which is in the middle of the line. The first line is first word is Sachar Vol Gichar Vol Chach Vol Tipesh, which is in the middle of Tefillah Schana. She was being mispala for a child. She was mispala that it should just be an average child, v'chacham v'tipesh, without much fanfare, without standing out, as Rashi said, without giving an ayin hara to him. So on this, the Gemara continues and says, Ani ha'isha, and it sounds imcha. I am the woman that stood by you. So bezeh in this regard. So what does it mean that I'm standing with you, imcha? I mean, there's also imcha. It's Lashon Nekeva. Probably, if she's speaking to a man, it shouldn't say that way. It probably should say Mach, with you. It seems to be an extra letter in her words. So why is she speaking this way? So Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. So on this, he says as follows: Mikan, from here, she'osaleishi b'seich arba anos shaltfi. Says that it is usur for a person to be sitting down while someone else is davening. If someone's davening next to you within Dalad Amos, let's say within 6 to 8 feet, let's say, in that close proximity, one is not allowed to be sitting. So if someone else is davening, Shemon Esrei, you can't just sit down next to them and read a novel. You have to be standing. And as soon when they finish, then you can sit down.
That's not the way it works in most places.
What doesn't work in most places?
People could have it, other people sit next to them. You look at proximity to the shul, like 6 to 8 feet.
And you have the benches machit, so you have
maybe different at term. We're gonna see in a moment in Tosfos the answer to that question. But just so I can sound like I follow halacha, just at least for one thing in my life, I seem like I'm I do one thing, I do another thing. On Sunday morning, during Chazaras HaShatz, I sit down. On Shabbos, I'm always sitting down during Chazaras HaShatz. The only time I mock fit to stand is on Monday through Friday morning. The question is why? Why am I such a firmer guy on Monday and Friday than on Shabbos? Because I'm within Dalad Amos on the Chazan. I'm not allowed to sit down. That's my opinion.
But most people, they don't even walk around. There are people standing and sitting.
I'm not saying necessarily that what I'm doing is 100% required. As we're going to see now in Halacha, it's possible there are different heterim which would allow someone to sit. And let's see what Tosfos says. There's two Tosfosim over here. Let's go out of order just for a second. And if you look at this Tosfos, which is in brackets, imcha, imach, it really should say imach without a hey. Mashma b'soich arba amos. So the question is, where does this arba amos business come up? Okay, we always have things that are arba amos. That's a nice measurement. But where does that come up from? So Tosfos comes up with a very cute shot. He says as follows: Mishum dichsev imcha, because it says imcha mole. It's complete behei. It's with a hey. Kolaymar shlo hayayoshe b'seich arba amos shla kiim b'chamishis. It's hinting the hey is the gematria of five, right? So she was giving the indication that you were standing next to me, because you were within the proxy, you were closer than five. If you were, if you would have been at five or outside of the four amos, then you could have sat down. But because you were next to me, therefore it's necessary for you to have been standing. So that's how Tosfos learns in this little drasha, the fact that the letter hey, which is five. Would imply you could sit next to the person davening. But four amos, or within four amos, no. So now let's see this of Tosfos above, which there's more discussion on. Mekan she'osleishim b'dalad amos shel tefillah. Person not allowed to sit within the dalad amos. So on this, Tosa says, bein mulafalna, bein mulacharav. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're in front of them. It's questionable, mulacharav may be mutter. Just like we know, we learned in the beginning of the fourth parak, you're not supposed to walk in front of someone who's davening. Okay? Walking behind them, you can walk right behind them, like an inch behind them, it's no big deal. You don't have to walk further than Dalal Almas behind them. You can't cut in front of someone. But to walk behind them is not an issue. So that's why in brackets, or in parentheses rather, Tosa says, Ben Melchara, because it's not so push it, that should be true, that you can't even be sitting behind them. If you could walk behind them, maybe the rule is also different in this regard. However, Ben Melchara, to sit right in front of them, no. Vimin Hastadin, also sitting next to them, no. Uperisha Chuvus Agoinim. So on this, the Chuvus Agoinim says the following huge heter. Dafka b'yoshi b'bottle. That's only in a situation where you're just sitting there and, you know, you're just reading some novel, or you're just sitting there doing nothing. Avalim hoy oisik b'kriyishma b'yachiseha. Kiyotze bohem afil yoshiv shapadami. So he says, if you're oisek b'kriya shema, at that point, for some reason, he feels, it's not an issue, that if you're saying the shema, you're saying the brachos, u'kriyotze behem, or things similar to it, those are important words, afil yoshiv shapradam, even if you're sitting down, it's not a problem. So apparently, the only issue, as Tosus is saying about sitting down, is that you're not doing anything of any spiritual matter. But if you're doing something of some spiritual matter, like saying Shema, then it'll be okay.
But if you're answering Amen and Brachos,
that's a good question. So let's turn our attention to this packet over here. This three-page packet, and it's the first page is double-sided. On page Kufay and Zion, we first have a very cute question that's asked based on the Gemara, which we said before, the Sefer Imri Emes. It says that we find that Eilim was Machbid Gomor, not to be sitting down next to Chana, because after all, Chana was davening and Eilim was within Dalad Amos. So the Imri Emes asked the question just based on the previous Gemara, the previous story, the dialogue between Chana and Eilim, that the whole thing is making any sense. He says like this, Har Eli Chashal Shikaira, that Eli didn't think she was davening. Eli thought she was drunk. In fact, he accused her of being drunk. Tvil Shikra Toeva, and when someone's drunk, it's a Toeva, it's an abomination, so you can't daven. So even if the person is davening. In other words, like this, either Eli thought she was drunk in davening, and he was rebuking, how could you daven while you're drunk? It's considered like a Avodah Zarah, as we saw in the Gemara. Or, he didn't think she was davening, and therefore he could sit there anyway, because it's not a tefillah, it's nothing, because you're drunk. Or, she wasn't davening at all. Memarashach, either way you look at it, the question stands, why was Eli makbit to stand, and not sit down within her dalal almos? He didn't think it was a tefillah. That was the whole question. It's a cute question with a very cute answer. That the next paragraph says that he asked his father, the Baal Svas Emes, while he was a child, by Avram Avinu. He says that by Avram Avinu, when he invited guests, it says, Lo yada shehem malachim, v'chashalahem aribim. He didn't know they were angels. He thought they were people, not just people. He thought they were Arabs. So the question is like this. It says, when Avram Avinu was speaking to them, Madu omer livchem v'lovavchem. It's interesting that when we say in Kriya Shema, B'chol V'Avcha, it's with two bases, as the Gemara is going to say later on the ninth parak, is you're supposed to serve Hashem with your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. However, when Avraham was speaking to these people, he said it with one base. And over there, Rashi says, because they're angels, and angels only have a Yetzer Tov, they don't have a Yetzer Hara. Right? So the question that he asked his father is, does it make sense? If, in fact, Avraham Avinu thought that these were malachim, so then how could he have? He should have said levavchem. If he knew there were people, he thought there were people, he shouldn't have said it with one base. The fact that he said it with one vase is an indicator that he knew that there were angels. Right? You hear the question? It's a cute question. So the Sfas Emes answered his child and said, and this is kind of a little difficult to understand, that he says, Shomrim Mishmayim Shul Yoitz Mepiv Mila Bilti Nechayna. That when you're dealing with a tzaddik, the Shemayim would not allow someone like an Avraham Avinu to say something in which was not proper, which is not true, which he would have said something which was not emes. So even though Avraham Avinu didn't understand why he said it the way he did, he really said it incorrectly, grammatically, he should have been corrected because he thought there were people, but because Hashem would not allow him to even say something which is not true, some type of maybe a Ruach HaKodesh or some sort, therefore he said it with one base. And then this next paragraph, which is underlined, said that the same inyan, Kal v'chayim v'kol shekhen, you could say this, that Eli would not physically do something which is wrong by sitting within the proximity of someone who actually was davening. So even though he didn't know that she was davening, but he wouldn't have sat down because it would have been a pagam for a tzaddik to have done such a thing. Of course, the whole problem is that he also did accuse her of something, of being drunk, which in itself shows that he said something wrong. A lot of Mefarshim say that Eli's whole intentions of doing this was in order for her to get a bracha. Right? That what do you think? Eli's just going to, it's a big tzaddik, he just jumps, starts calling someone an alcoholic, a shikayra. But he did it, some say, Bedafka, so that he would have to give her a bracha, so that she would have a child. That was really, some people want that. Okay, but this is the point I want to get to over here.
A little bit of a strange place altogether. Levalchem in Krishna,
yeah,
is talking Dafka about to serve Hashem b'chol levalchem,
right,
with your yetzras,
right,
all being geared that way.
Right.
What is Avraham Avinu talking to them about? V'soad libchem. Eat, you'll be, and your hearts will be full. It's not talking about a spiritual, a type of a thing when he's talking to them. He's talking to them only about one thing.
Sometimes the yetzahara is strong during a seuda, maybe. Well, actually, we're going to see that a little bit, not today, but when we get to Lava Beis and Alf, a little bit about that in the very top. Okay. So, but this is the point I want. That was just a little cute little thing. But I want to share with you this Indian on which discusses this whole question about sitting down. Why is it such a big deal? So, this was the Tosos we saw. And now we continue in this packet. But Kaibitz Kolotaira. Maybe it's brought down. So this is straight from the Gemara. You're not allowed to sit within four amos of a person who's davening. Namru bezeh kamatamim. There's numerous reasons for why this is prohibited. Hatur mefarish is brought down beferish in halacha. It's brought down in the Torah. The kivan sheyoshev, when you're sitting down, near ki'il mekabel malchus shemayim kechavero. If you're davening or you're saying the Shema, then it's acceptable if it looks like you're being mekabel malchus shemayim, right? And therefore, kishyoshir kar krishmo oisek b'inyanei tefila shavar dami. That's why the key words of Tosfos is kiyotze behem. It's not, it's lav davka, it's the Shema and birchas krishma. But if you're oisek inyanei tefila, right? So that's an interesting language. What is inyanei tefila? Does inyanei tefila mean psukah de zimra? Probably, I would imagine. You know, if someone is davening Shema Esrei, you're saying Pesukim Zimra, that's Inyanei Tefila. If you're sitting down and saying Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah and Amen to Chazaras HaShatz, is that not Inyanei Tefila? It sounds like that's Inyanei Tefila. So the whole pigam is that you're doing nothing, right, as Tosa says. But if you're showing that you're also being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim while you're sitting, that's not an issue. The Taz Tama Ator. The Taz has an issue with the opinion of the Torah. Says Lefi Zeh Gam Chutz L'Dalad Almos Lister. What is this whole inyan of within Dalad Almos? L'Chayra, if you're not being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, so what's the difference if you're sitting right next to the guy, or if you're sitting 10 feet away? It still looks bad that you're not doing it. That's one question that is asked on the Torah. if that's the, or really on the Tosus. Also, Od Hiksha HaTaz, Taz asks, furthermore, the Im Kain, Hachinami name, we should also say, the oscillation of Toichta Adam Lashod, Kayer Krishma, who Shaisik. What is the whole Indian? Is that someone else is engaged in some spiritual davening. So it, the whole issue is Shimon Esrei. Why is the whole issue Shimon Esrei? No, because he's connecting to Hashem and you're not. So if you say the Shema, you're connecting to Hashem. So maybe look at it the other way around. Maybe if someone is saying the Kriya Shema, you shouldn't be allowed to sit next to that person. Of course, they themselves are sitting, which is, okay. But the point still hits home. What's so special about the Shimon Esrei? Well, Chor Lo Kasha is not a question. The Hagam B'Tfila Einu Oser Rakish Nikur B'Koil She'Einu Oisek B'Tfila Dahainu Alini Yeshiva Davka. He says that when a person is, everyone else is standing up, it looks clear what they're doing. They're Oisek and Avoided and Davening. When you're sitting, you're standing out. That doesn't sound right. But when you're sitting, you're standing out. And therefore, that's why it's different when it comes to the Shimon Esrei. That if someone else is standing, so now that you're sitting and not doing anything, it looks bad. But the other person is sitting and you're sitting, doesn't really show that you're not really, it's not recognizable clearly that you're not being engaged in tefillah. Because you're, you know, he's sitting and you're sitting now. It doesn't really show anything. However, if this person's standing and davening, so you doing nothing looks bad. Furthermore, that's the Indian, I think this is how he's explaining the first question about Dalai Lamas. Within Dalai Lamas, because you're so close to this other person physically, so we can contrast you and this other person. This guy's davening, you're doing nothing. But if you're already another place away, so people aren't really recognizing you as much. And therefore, since you're out of this person's Dalai Lamas, literally, it's not as much of an issue. And then we skip down. It says the Shiva Hileket Va'oid Rishonim Kosu Da'atam Shall Iser. The problem of sitting down during davening is Kedei Shal Yishma as Tefilosovis Bayish. Very interesting. For some reason, if a person is sitting down and doing nothing, so you're not going to end up doing nothing. You're going to end up listening to the person's Shimon Esrei because you're bored, and he may say some Bakashais which are very private. And as you're listening to him, it's going to be an embarrassment. Maybe he'll mention certain averas that he does or whatever. So as well as others. So according to the Shiva Leket, the question is, we ask the question: how loud is Yishma Esrei allowed to be? So we said, are you allowed to hear it? Are other people allowed to hear it? So l'chayr, according to this, it sounds like you can daven loud enough that you can hear it. And maybe even if someone is really, really close to you, they can hear it as well. And therefore that's certainly questionable according to those who are fortunate to say it's not allowed. But again, that's another Indian as to why they don't want you to be sitting and doing nothing. You should get out of his Dalai Lamas if you want to sit down. Apparently, he said you're going to be a distraction by you sitting down, and you're not standing like he is. So it's a distraction. Now, therefore, if the person's behind you, then it's not an issue. And that's why, as Tosus puts it in brackets, it's not so posh that sitting behind someone is an issue. The Dalai Lamas. The whole issue may be on the sides or in front. And then just a couple more little things over here. It says, Hagoyin Rav Angel, he says, the Ein B'Sefer HaPardes, it says, according to Rashi, that says, Hayoshi Ba'arba Amos Shel Tefila Nira Kapikoros. It's not brought down over here, but it says that someone who sits down next to someone else within 4 Amos, you're not Bikoros. So he says that Sarach Bir, what does that mean? So if you skip to the next paragraph, he says, nearly, it makes sense, Zel Losh Nirbeinu Atur, Hatam, the reason Shasu Lashav's Masoich Dalai Lamas, why he can't sit so close, Mimnei Shenir Ki'ilu Chaver Mekabel Ovo Omocha, Shemayim Huayna Mekabel. So you're not being Mekabel Shemayim. Lachain Kosar Rabbeinu Lavush, so Lavush says. And therefore, he says, Lafi Zeh, it makes sense, Bepshitos, what is brought down in the Sefer Apartes. Why are you called an apikoros? That's such a strong language. Your friends accepting apikoros. That's a sign of apikoros. And therefore, for that reason, you have to make sure not to sit so close. So those are just the basic, some basic inyanim regarding to this topic. Let's see the next piece. Okay, now we're up to the next two dots. We only saw one line in Gemara, so let's at least see the next few lines. El Hanar Hazehis Balalti. So Chana says, sounds very strong, that I daven for this child. So Amr Belazar, so Belazar said that Shmuel, her son Shmuel, was Mar Halach Mifnei Rabbo Hoya, that he paskined a shaila in front of his Rebbe, and that's a big no-no. We're going to see the problem, the punishment for being mar halach b'fnei rabbi, by not showing the proper kavod hatorah, kavod harav, what the punishment will be. So shenemar, we find this because the pasuk says v'yishchedu asapar, they slaughtered this par, this animal, v'yaviu el hanar, and they brought the nar, the child, namely Shmuel, el Eli, apparently to reprimand him. So the Gemara asks Yishum, because Deviyishchetu asapar, they slaughtered this ox, this bull, whatever. Have you Hanar el Eli? Now they bring the child to Eli. What does one have to do with the other? It's strange. It doesn't have any. Obviously, things are custom and safe, and this thing's missing. El Armulahen Eli. So rather, Eli. It was said as follows: Karu Koyin, that you should call a Koyin. Lacy, he should come Belishchot, and he should come and Shecht. Okay. So this is what people said, that Eli should, who's the Kohen, should come over here, and he should shech this animal for the avoda. So Chazan Shmuel, the Hami Mahavi Basi Kohen, Shmuel noticed that everyone was looking for this Kohen, they're looking for someone lemishchat to do the shechita. So Armulahu, so Shmuel said, Lomluchu laduri, Basi Kohen lemishchat. Well, what are you doing? Why do you have to do this? Shechita bizarre ksheira. The shechita, even by a zar, by a non-kohen, is ksheira. You don't need a kohen to do the shechita. And we'll see, maybe he has to do the shechita. We'll see that interesting pshat. Yisula kamei to Eli. So they brought him to Eli, wondering what's the din. So Armulei said, Manolacha. So he said, how do you know this? So Armulei, I'll tell you, it says Shein Posik. Miksev v'shachar ha-kohen doesn't say that the kohen did it. V'grivo ha-kohanim said. It says it was brought close to the kohanim, right? Which is one of the stages of the avoda. You have the shechita, and then afterwards you have the kabbalah sadam, which is accepting the blood after the shechita, which has obviously is right afterwards. Then you have the bringing the blood to the mizbeach, and the fourth part of the avoda is the zrika sadam on the mizbeach. Those are the four basic steps. So the first step, it doesn't say that the Kohen has to do it. It says v'hikrivo kohanim. The Kohen have to bring the dam close to the Mizbeach. Mikabala v'elech mitzvahs kahuna. That they have to be mikabal the dam. Mikan, we can learn from here, v'shchita k'shekshera v'zar. The known Kohen is allowed to do the shchita. It's not a problem. So what are you doing looking for a Kohen to do the shchita? Summer late. So Eli looked at this young boy and said, you know, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is Maimer Shaper Kamrit. You're saying good. You're saying good pshat. It's a very nice vort, very nice psak halacha you just said in front of me. So that's the good news. The bad news. Mihu mar halacha b'fnei rabochat. Problem is that you were just mar halacha b'fnei rabbi, and the chol hamar halacha b'fnei rabos chaybis. Your chaymis deserve to die. To speak in front of your Rebbe and to humiliate your Rebbe by saying over a pshat, psak, I should say, in which he obviously would be able to have said. So the fact that you don't have the respect for your Rebbe, your chaymis, and therefore, I'm sorry, Chana, your beautiful child, he's going to be killed. He's going to be killed. So Asi Chana, Chana heard about this. Because Savcha came in, she started screaming and crying, carrying on, and she said, "Ani ha'isha nitzavti imcha b'zeh. I remember, I am the woman that was standing by you davening for this child. So Amrullah, so he said, you know what? Almost very similar to the Egel HaZahav, what Hashem says to Moshe. As we'll see actually in the next Amud, the entire Amud is really devoted to that. Shivki, leave me alone, the Anshi, so I can punish this kid, let him be killed. Ravina Rachmi, don't worry, he's not such a good kid anyway. I'll be mispalel, v'yoyimulach rabaminei, and you'll have a child much better than this one. Don't worry about him. I'll just knock this kid off and we'll give you a better one, right? New and improved. So Amrulay, so now this is the pshat and the pasuk when Chana said, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti. This is the child that I wanted. I did not want any other child. So this the Marsha says 2 points. We'll get a look inside. The Marsha says basically two. First of all, the Marsha asked the question, he was 2 years old, because that's what brought down. That once she was scared because he was. We learned in the first parak of Chagiga that she did not want to be Ola Rego until she was done nursing, which was 2 years, which is the typical time. And then afterwards, she brought him. And it's also derived that he was there ad Oilam. Marshall says this, which ad Oilam is Yovel, which is 50 years. And we know that Shmuel's life was, he died when he was 52. So he was there when he was 2. So he was there for 50 years. Okay? So the question is, what do you mean you're going to punish him? How could you be Suisai Misa? You're going to sentence him to death? Well, he's a kid. He's 2 years old. So Marshall says, he's not talking about Misa Bidi Adam. He's not going to the judicial court system and getting electrocuted or lethal injection. It's Misa Bidi Shemayim. Person's Marhalach Mithni Rabbo, which is a spiritual crime, you get the spiritual punishment of Misa Bidi Shemayim. And then the Marshall also says, so why did she cash in? She could have gotten a better deal. She said, because it's I could either have this child or the child that you daven for. I would rather El Hanarza Hispalalti, the one that I daven for. Better that it was from me, and Hashem answered my tefillahs, than Hashem will give me a child because of your tefillahs. Because that's what he said. I'll daven for you. He said, no. It was through my koich tefillah which caused me to have this child. And therefore, this is the child that I want. So for just a couple of minutes, then we'll stop. If you look on this this page over here, Daf Al-Daf, discusses this inyan of Shechita Kosher Bazar. There's more to this. We're not going to be able to finish Mar Halach with me, Rabbi. But it's brought down an interesting Shiloh. When it says the Shechita Bazar Kshera, it sounds almost like Bidyeved or... Certainly, a Kohen could do it. Now, it's brought down in the Shitas of Zohar. The Zohar Kadosh says, "The Ein Roy LeKohen Lishchei Kachim Klal." Not only is Yisrael allowed to do it, but a Kohen should not ever do the Shechita. And the question is why? So he says, because it'll create a pagam in the Kohen. Why? So if you look in the second last line, it says that a Kohen is supposed to have within them midas chesed, act of kindness. And if you think about it, what does a sheikh do all day? You're killing animals, so you can become a shtikl nachzara, a shtikl cruel. So therefore, it's better that a Kohen, who also doesn't come contact to a dead, he distances himself from death, and he connects himself to life and to chesed. So therefore, him... The Zohar says it's better, so he says in Meforsh Khan, De'ein l'koin lishchei klal, v'rach l'zar. That the Zohar says there's an inyan that a kohen should not be a shaychit. And even in the avoda, he should not shacht. If you look in the second pages on the other side, it's double-sided, it says that not everyone holds like that. That you could certainly have a kohen to shacht. And he says over here that the whole inyan is that it's not the enemy of Roy Shehil and coin mountain Israel Tahar Shevel Ishcho. The problem is that in the event that you have to sit around and wait for the Kohen to Shecht, for a non-Kohen to come by to Shecht, better that the Kohen should do it. So it's not like almost like Tircha. And then I just want to share with you this one other last little piece over here of the Rambam. And then we'll stop. This thing, two lines over here. The Rambam says that The also l'koin lulvosh bigde kahuna shlul b'shas avoda. You're not. There's an Indian of Meila. You're not allowed to enjoy things which belong to Hekdesh. So the Kohen is wearing garments. When we are wearing clothes, we're getting hana. The Kohen is allowed to wear clothes, okay, but only b'shas avoda. But there's another issue. One of the big day Kohen Gadol is the Avnate. And the Avnate was made out of shatnez. So while you're doing the avoda, it's not a problem. There's a custom, you're supposed to wear this. The question is, after the avoda, what are you supposed to do? So he says very interesting like this, that the kasha, I'm just going to say this outside, you can look at it, is that if in fact, like the Zohar, let's say for example the Zohar, that says that not only is a Kohen, a non-Kohen allowed to do the Shechita, which therefore it means, what does that mean? It's not really part of the avoda. If it's not part of the avoda, then a Kohen should not wear it, should not be able to wear the big de kahuna b'shas shechita, that's what he says. Okay, so the kasha is that the real kasha is, how is he, there's an issue, you're not allowed to be more halach b'fei rabbi, right? But if your Rebbe's doing an isser, you're allowed to tell him, you're mimachal Shabbos. That's not being more halach b'fei rabbi, you're saying, you're doing something wrong. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. So he's telling him, shechita kasha b'zar is not telling him why you're wasting your time trying to find a non-Kohen. The question he's saying, you should not be wearing the big kahuna because it's shanis. You're not allowed to be wearing it during shashchita. So that's the question. That he's not, what do you mean, chayim yisa? Not chayim yisa, not doing anything wrong. So, this, right. So what is he doing over here? So wrong. So, he says like this. If you look at the Aleph, he says, kilo amru shalafrushim yisura in chokin kovod rab el the only time we say that you're allowed to reprimand your Rebbe and it's not an issue is if it's a milsa psikta. It's very clear that he's doing something wrong, right? However, according to some opinions, they hold that a Kohen is allowed to wear during the b'shas shechita. So therefore, because even though maybe there's a chumrah, so you can't reprimand your Rebbe on a chumrah. If there's something which he's doing which is usher, that's not accepted. Then you're allowed to. But this Eli should have been reprimanded by Shmuel because according to some sheet, it's not an issue. And then we'll just conclude with this last paragraph. The Teretz Neitz of Kasa Shem Yishlamer. He says like this: Mikol Makoyim. Even if it's true that Shchit is Kshir Bazar, Mutter Gam Ozlubo Yishes Avnet Gam Udas Rambam. Even according to the Rambam, he's allowed to wear the clothes. Why? Shari Kabbalas Adam Nasis Miyad Acher Shechita. When do we do Kabbalas Adam? The second afterwards. So Imkein Letzarcha Kabbal Mutal Kain Lilbosh. It's impossible. Shari Kosher Letzamsein V'lo Nis Netoru Malchi Asharis. How is it possible for a Kohen not to wear the Bidei Kahuna B'Shas Shechita, and then all of a sudden he has to put it on B'Shas Shechita? Right, it's not possible. And therefore, for that reason, again, what Shmuel said was wrong because he wasn't really reprimanding him on an Isser, and therefore, for that reason, he was more halachic than the rabbi.